This is Radha from Galactic Goddess Podcast, and I'm coming to you live from the day of the solar eclipse. And not only that, it's a new moon, so everything is amplified to 1,000 right now. I got a message in my inbox that asked me, you know, how do I release what I want to let go of? Like, how do I let go with this new energy? So I wanted to make a short but sweet podcast to just share a little bit about how you can utilize this energy to let go of what no longer serves you, because this particular eclipse, along with the second one this month, is really a big catalyst for change in all of our lives. You know, it's asking us to literally cut out what's no longer serving us, to create those strong boundaries and really refine and define what it is that we do want in our life. You know, we are always changing, and so are our goals and our dreams and our relationships. And, you know, we grow out of certain situations and we are ready to grow into something new, or, you know, life is always moving. So it's never stagnant. And this is just like one huge opportunity that we can start to let go. And, you know, what I would say is that it's important to start using your voice and being vocal about what you want in your life, being very clear with yourself first so that you can be clear with others as well. And, you know, it's not always easy to tell people what you want and also what you don't want in your life. You know, I think sometimes we're afraid of hurting other people's feelings, and I found myself in a situation, you know, in this eclipse energy, where I had to tell somebody something that was a little bit painful, probably for them to hear, and it was hard. I'm not gonna lie, it was really hard. So there's just no way sometimes to go about these things. You have to go right through them. So what I would say is that have the courage to be clear about what you want with yourself. And from there, you can have the courage to talk straight to people. You know, we're always afraid of quote unquote hurting other people's feelings, but the truth is, you know, what we repress starts to magnify in a negative way. So I was getting like a little bit of a sore throat simply because I am that person who, you know, physical symptoms manifest if I don't express what I'm thinking or feeling, you know. So that's part of my lesson, is being true to myself and using my throat chakra. Like, I was like, why am I getting a sore throat? And then bingo, like later that day, I realized I have something I really need to say, and it's hurting my throat because I'm scared to say it, or, you know, I'm afraid of hurting someone's feelings. But then I realized, like, when you say things with love and authenticity, and you're not trying to hurt someone or beat them up or anything like that, then I think people can hear you a lot better. So that's one way that you can start to release, you know, is just to be crystal clear about what it is you want and knowing what you want. And then number two is to start, you know, vocalizing and standing for yourself, creating strong boundaries. That's not about being mean. It's about just, you know, having boundaries. Boundaries is, it's important. I think we, you know, we have to learn how to have boundaries with ourselves and with others. And Also know when we have them and when we don't have them and where we need them in our life. And it just helps to find things a little bit better so that we can feel more comfortable in our space, in our life, right? And then number three, okay, this is a great one, is take a piece of paper and you can go ahead and just write down what you're ready to release. So, for example, on this day, I am now releasing all that no longer serves me. I am releasing my need for blah, blah, blah. I am letting go of this addiction. I am surrendering my worries, whatever it is, like you're gonna let go, you're gonna surrender, you're going to release. You don't have to keep holding on. And by writing down everything that you're ready to release and let go, you're really making that strong affirmation to yourself. And for affirmations, we don't usually write what it is that we're letting go of, but this is about really releasing. So it's intentionally releasing. So you write that down and then you fold that up, after you read it out loud, fold it up. And then on another piece of paper, you're going to write down what it is that you are creating. And this is like the 2-year vision that you have, because this energy is so powerful, it will carry you for 2 years with that very strong intention. So, even if you didn't write it today, you can write it tomorrow. This energy is going to be working through for some time. You still have some time to write that down and to write an affirmation like, I am, I'm creating the life I want now. My life is filled with, maybe you want to be around nature, filled with nature and beauty. I feel soothed when I look outside. I love my space that I have to work in. It supports me in all that I do. I'm just giving you some examples about what you can write, so you know what you want to create in your life. Maybe I'm attracting, or I'm working with people that I highly respect, things of that nature. And you can get more and more and more detailed about it. So you want to have that. I'll tell you, writing is magic. I wrote something like a month ago that I wanted to call into my life, and it literally was like magic, right? So I looked back at the writing I had, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's wild. That's absolutely incredible. But my heart and my mind were open. So you want to make sure that your heart's open. Like, you don't want to feel like write out what you want to create when you're stressed out. Like, you want to be relaxed and feeling cozy. Maybe have some, chamomile tea or some peppermint tea, whatever you like. Make yourself feel really cozy in your own little nook and just let your imagination go. Allow yourself to feel into it, because also, you don't want it to just be all in your head. Like, that's why you want to handwrite things, because when we do, we are able to connect that to our feeling versus when we type. We don't, the emotions aren't, it's not as tangible. And so when you want to manifest, you always want to write it with your hand. You never want to type it, okay? So by writing down what you want to let go of, you're creating more space. And by bringing that awareness of these old patterns or beliefs or relationships or whatever it is in your life that you're wanting to let go of, it's really cultivating, an awareness, right? So when we bring something to consciousness, the computer of our brain will start to put, it's almost putting patterns together. Like, oh, when I go over here, this happens, you know. It'll start to see certain triggers and things like that. And simply by that awareness, it's already starting to dissolve, right? So it's starting to dissolve. I mean, there are deeper ways you can go. You can get an energy healing session, and that's an even deeper, much more laser focused. But this is a great way to get started and to really just make that intention. I'm telling you, and I've always said this before, intention is really everything. It's really the intention behind what it is that you want to let go and what you want to create. You are so powerful. We are so powerful, and we are the ones who are going to be changing the world because of our intention, okay? And we can just start by changing your world, by changing my world. When I create my world and align it more to who I am and what I want and what lights me up and what makes me feel healthy and nurtured and nourished, I am changing the world. Guess what? I'm already raising the frequency. Imagine if everyone did that. Holy moly. We would just be like little light beams, like lighting up the whole galaxy, because that's how it is. We're like little candles. So turn your light on. Don't dim it down. Turn it on. Shine your light. Shine bright. You can never outshine anybody. I don't believe in that. Everyone has their own unique signature, their soul signature, their star signature. And, you know, that's such a blessing because we can all shine in our own unique way. No one can do anything the same. We could even talk about the same things and it would still be different because, you know, my signature is coming out, you know, through my own star code, right? So everything that comes through me is going to come through my own unique signature, my own unique star code, and therefore it's going to vibrate differently in my words, in the, you know, connotation and everything that I do, the twinkle in my eye, and, you know, it's going to reflect out into the world and people will perceive it differently than what you do. You know, that being said, of course you want to be original. You don't need to, like, you know, steal people's ideas. And we're all really here to share, right? We're here sharing ideas. But there are some boundaries too to certain things. Like I trademarked, you know, I trademarked Goddess Code, and I've trademarked Goddess Activations. That's my unique modality, and I trademarked it. So, you know, obviously that's not available for people to take and use. But, you know, you get what I'm saying, right? So it all comes back to just shining your unique light. You know, of course, each one of us is here to share something that only we were called to share. Like I was called to share, you know, Goddess Activations. That was something that came to me many, many years ago, and that I created a whole modality around and a whole system around, and it's what I teach, and it's what I do for my clients, and it's what I'm writing about. So that's my magical thing that I'm creating in the world, and I'm sharing the world, and you have your magical thing that you're doing. So cultivate what it is that you're doing. Like, I think there's a fear that there's not enough to go around sometimes, and the truth is there's so much to go around. Just don't try to, like, copy someone else, you know, like their original idea, because if it was their original idea, they're going to do it so much better than you, you know. But if you come up with your own original idea, you're going to do it so much better, and only the way you can do it. And that's the beauty of it all. We're here not to, you know, compete or steal from each other, but we're here to share our own unique download, right? And so that's why it's important to do things like get your star code healing, get your soul blueprint activated, get your little magic going, because you are magical, ray of light, and gosh darn it, shine your gorgeousness all over the universe. You can never shine enough, I'm telling you. Especially when it's coming straight from your heart, because you're not hurting anybody. You know, you're only illuminating. And we are little light beams here to illuminate, you know. So keep shining, keep radiating. You have such a big purpose. And sometimes, you know, with our purpose, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody gets it, whatever. It's not about what anyone else thinks right now. It's really about you just stepping into the beingness of it. And when you're in the beingness of it, you are radiating it. You are living it. I am radiating and living goddess activations. That's just like who I am, right? So, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you are illuminating and radiating what it is that you want to share. You are the representation of that. So sometimes we don't have to worry about if people quote unquote get it. People get your signature, okay? They get who you are. Even if they don't, maybe it doesn't register right away. And if the more comfortable you become in your own skin and what you're about and what you came here to share, the more other people will become comfortable too. And we're all growing, shifting, and changing. And, you know, we are in a time where if right now I feel like a little bit queasy and uncomfortable just because the energy is like swirling and there's this huge downloads coming in. But that's why take this opportunity and let go of what no longer serves you. Totally release and just know that you're so supported. I cannot tell you how supported you are by the universe. I cannot tell you how loved you are by the universe. I could never show you like the love that's available to any of us at any given time is mind-blowing. And there have been so many times in my life where I had so many blocks, I couldn't even fathom that, you know, I couldn't even feel it, or I wished for that, I wanted to know what that felt like, but I just, my blocks, my personal blockages or my beliefs wouldn't even allow that ray of light to come in, or my ray of light to come out, you know. And that's how we create these self-imposed, you know, prisons that we really want to break out of. So I love this work because every opportunity, I'm going to take it and run as fast as I can. Or actually, no, I'm not always going to run. Sometimes I'm just going to plop down and just like lay on the ground and just breathe. Because let's be honest. Let's be totally honest. Sometimes when this stuff is coming, and you just, the energies are coming, you're like, okay, I surrender, I let go. And part of that, you know, letting go is just, I surrender. Please take from me anything that's no longer serving me. Please, you know, help me let go of anything that's no longer serving me. I'm ready to surrender all that is not me. I've said that before. I'm ready to surrender all that is not me. Take it. I don't need it anymore. I don't need it. Right? So just that act of surrender is giving that divine trust. And oh, what a relief. What a gorgeous relief. Allow that relief to wash over you. We're so used to being in a state of fight or flight, you know, and I mean, maybe it could be from living in the city, it could be from the way that your parents fought when you were a child, it could be from, you know, many different things, a relationship, you know. I think everyone in some way or another has a little post-traumatic stress disorder. It's just part of the human thing, but you know, surrendering and letting go. Because the more and more and more and more we let go, baby, the more and more and more we can shine. And like, it's not just shining to be glittery. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about basking in your own divine radiance that you are, okay? It's not about just like shining for other people. It's really about shining so you can feel how damn gorgeous it is to be you, you know? And it is gorgeous to be you, and it's gorgeous to be me, because you know what? Each one of us is made so uniquely and so perfectly in divine order. Even through the chaos, we are such stars shining, and we should never hide that. Never, 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 ever. Because all of the hate and all of this, like, stuff, this goopy goobly goobly stuff that I've been seeing, you know, like, I see it like that's like a mask, right? That goobly woobly stuff is, that's just a mask. That's not, it's like a buffer. It's not really allowing us to be who we are. So we want to get the goobly woobly stuff off of us and just, you know, bask in it, baby. Bask in your glory. You are divine, and I give you full permission to shine. I also want you to let go of anything and everything that no longer serves you. So take that piece of paper that I said to fold up. You can either put it in an envelope and just write letting go, or if you want to take it a step further, you can put it in your fireplace and burn it safely. Of course, we all know that. It's totally up to you. You are the master of your universe, and thanks for connecting with me. I totally appreciate you, adore you, and thanks for joining me on this episode of Galactic Goddess Podcast. Signing off, Radha.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.